know what to say.
When we were playing there a long time ago, we were named by Travis Pastrana, the X Games athlete and off-road racing guy, and you know, he we were asking for suggestions, and this guy goes, "Oh, about bolt squeeze box?" We're like, "Yeah,
right."
And then we didn't know, and this guy goes, "So did you? Are you guys going to keep that name later?" I said, "Yeah, of course." He said, "Well, Travis named you." Then, well, I'm like, "Who's Travis?" And he goes, "Oh, that was Travis Pastrana." We're like, "Oh yeah, of course, yeah, right, yeah, sure." Yeah, we'll go with it then.
Right.
Named by a famous guy.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty neat.
Your partner in Bolt Squeeze Box, David yes. Morehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you guys had a chance to work together? Of course, when you're up here, eventually, if you're a musician, everything it's all intertwined.
You kind of start knowing everybody.
Yeah.
Well, Dave actually hired me. He was the superintendent of Barrier Schools, and he hired me in 1999 to teach kindergarten. And so he was my boss for a few years. And we played in a band, I think starting in 2000. It was Dave and me and then a student named Dave. When I taught kindergarten, they had this tradition that they had started with the previous teacher who unfortunately had gotten sick. We were out in the Pelkey school building, and it was kindergarten through second grade. And so every Friday when I taught kindergarten, we would go sit out in the hall just after lunch or later in the afternoon, and we would all sing songs together, the entire school. And I would lead it on my guitar, and sometimes Dave would come. And so we'd do that. It was great.
It was the school of rock.
It was just like the really early version.
Right.
It's been fun to really get into that, because Dave will play either mandolin, fiddle, or button accordion, and sometimes electric versions of the fiddle or the mandolin, and I'll play guitar and sing, and he'll throw in harmonies, and people, they say, "Well, so you guys play folk music, right?" I'm like, no, we might play Judas Priest, or we might play Hank Williams, or we might play the Bee Gees, or we might play Bruce Springsteen, or we might play the Beastie Boys, we might play obscure artists that you never heard of, or I might play some originals, but no, it's not like we're, you know, we're not singing Peter, Paul, and Mary songs or anything like that. So
this is so cool. We're sitting in the balcony of the Orpheum Theater. And if you've never been to the Orpheum before, you really must come. It's a beautiful venue. It has so much character and life. It's just a great place to perform. Brandon Werder Smith, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So tell me about your start with the Appleseed Collective Group.
Well, I was busking on the street, and I had actually just gotten back from a year and a half of kind of hitchhiking around the country, whizzing from the East Coast to the West Coast, sleeping on rooftops and stuff like that. And I decided that I wanted to start a band and do something less crooked, I guess, just hitchhiking around and playing music on the street. I was out there busking with a friend, and Andrew, our guitar player, I didn't know him at all. He walked up and he said, "Hey, can I play a song on that guitar?" And he'd just come back from New Orleans. So the two of us played a tune together, and for me that was like, okay, for some reason this guy's it. This guy's the guy. We're going to start a band together. And I think I told him that. I was like, "We should start a band," and he was like, "Yeah, I don't know, yada, yada, yada." And I kind of chased him down for a month trying to get a hold of him, and then we finally played some music together, hung out and played, and eventually played our first gig, and the rest is, as they say, history.
Yeah, busking around. Sleeping on rooftops?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best place to sleep when you're hitchhiking, because if you sleep in, like, a bush or, like, you know, people might come along and rob you. When you're on the rooftop, nobody can see you. They don't know you're up there. And there's a lot of easy rooftops to get on top of, actually.
Yeah. Well, this gives a whole new meaning to the song, Up on the Roof. This is pretty interesting. You performed on the streets. How has that experience helped you in the band?
Well, I think it eradicated any trace of stage fright from my life. When you're playing on the streets, you sometimes get people that are less than kind. Most of the time, everybody's really nice and they give you money and stuff. But after doing it for as long as I've done it, I've seen all sorts of reactions, including people spitting at me. And, you know, so you kind of just realize, hey, people are just having their own kind of day. I'm going to have a connection to this person no matter what, and I'm going to try to make it the best I can, but I can't really determine what their reaction is going to be. I get spit on a lot less now than I used to. That's all I can say.
I can imagine performing and being spat upon. Oh my God.
Well, I'm a lot better now, and you know, had a lot of practice at dodging.
Oh, this is fun.
I'm getting old waiting for this to stop.
start, Chris.
Okay.
This is 97.7 The Wolf. Our guest today on Musical Notes is Adrian Hillman. When you spend time, you know, we're on Lake Superior. There's all this beauty surrounding us.
Specifically the area? I'm not sure. I think that I find intrigue just about everywhere I go. So I...
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
I love a good story. So if there isn't one happening, I am inclined to create one. For better or for worse. It's hard to say. For my own entertainment purposes. I figure if you're going to have to retell your tale, you might as well enjoy telling it.
Can you tell me a little bit about this song?
It was written in the thick of a move. It was written in the thick of a close friend going through a divorce. So there was a lot of conflict of interest and chaos. And I needed something to kind of float up above that.
Adrian Hillman singing Make It Through.
Shoot me now, then take a bow, but to my anchor I'll hold on. Don't have to like it, don't have to want it, but now we're in it, so what will we do? Through the winds are changing, I'm rearranging, we might regret it, but we'll make it through. Give you part, but not my all, 'cause that's reserved for a different call. Upon me daily, I hear it vaguely, and something tells me just hold on. Don't have to like it, don't have to want it, but now we're in it, so what will we do? The winds are changing, I'm rearranging. We might regret it, but we'll make it through. All in good time, but I keep changing my mind. All in good time, why must I change my mind? Don't like it, I don't want it, but now we're in it, so what will we do? Changing, I'm rearranging. We won't regret it once we make it through.
Adrian Hillman, Make It Through. This is Musical Notes. What you didn't see, my friends, is us dancing.
I was totally jamming out.
That, we were jamming. I was snapping my fingers.
Get up off your seat now.
You get on up and dance.
I still crank that song in the car when I need a little power boost. Mm-hmm. Feel a little bit like weak in the knees about something. Crank it up. Sing it loud. Makes me feel like, all right, it's going to be all right. Got this.
Yeah. Yeah. Got this. It is going to be all right.
Yeah. Maybe it already is.
It already is all right.
Why are we waiting?
Exactly. You're a hoot.
Takes one to know one.
Our musical notes guest, Tony Tennille of Captain and Tennille. The songs that you collaborated with Daryl on, what were some of your personal favorites?
Well, of course, the first time I realized that we could do a hit record was when we did Love Will Keep Us Together, mm-hmm. which was just a complete joy. We heard it on an album that was done by Neil Sedaka, only in the UK. He'd released it in the United Kingdom, in England, and all around there. One of our A&R guys, artist and rep guys at A&M Records, Records, which was our record label at the time, called us in because we were looking for one more tune to finish our first album for them. And he said, listen to these songs on Neil's album out of the UK. And we listened, and they were really nice songs, but then we heard Love Will Keep Us Together, and we both just went, that's it, stop now. That's the one we're looking for. We went into the studio the very next day, and we finished the final track by within 3 days. And the minute we played it back, the final mix, I could hear what Daryl had done, that it was the kind of song that just absolutely popped out of the radio. Especially AM radio was really big at that time. And if you heard that sound, you had to stop and listen. He just had that gift for that kind of thing. So, you know, needless to say, it entered the charts in November of 1974 and became the top hit of the summer of 75, and then went on to win the Grammy for Record of the Year. So I would have to say that that was the first most fun I had doing a recording with Daryl.
To Houghton, Michigan?
I have. In the 1960s, I was working, if you read my book, you know that I was married earlier, and I went on the Holiday Inn type of, tour.
Yes.
We were in we had no money, and we were just barely making it. We didn't know what the heck we were doing. We had a little band that did, like, Vegas, we thought, Vegas-style stuff. And one of the places we played was in Houghton, Michigan. And we got there, and I went, where are we? Where is this place? I mean, I'm from Alabama, and I was living in California, but by God, we were there, and I loved it. I loved that it was up there in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what it's like now, because this was back in the mid-60s. Uh-huh. What is Houghton like now?
And the secret is out, and now the UP and, you know, Houghton, Michigan, surrounding area is getting somewhat famous. But right, but with the lake, you know, Lake Superior and the surrounding, it's very much the same.
You still doing ice fishing up there?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think it's so neat that you have been here.
Well, I can't remember where we played. I know we played somewhere there in Houghton, in some little place. But I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
but I do remember Houghton. I will never forget being there. And it's in a good way.
So if you ever want some privacy and a good crisp swim in the lake, you know where to come.
Well, the privacy's nice, but I'm not sure about the swim in the lake.
Our guest on Musical Notes, Night Screamer, which consists of Clint Cairo, Jared Hendrickson, Kristen Niemela, and Chris Pepke. Just want to tell you that this is what happens during a Night Screamer show. This is you.
Yeah.
And this is Night Screamer.
No, you know how it would really be?
What?
Is if this was a Night Screamer show and I was talking like this, Jared would be yelling at me to shut up and play the next song.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how you make it real.
It's real.
Yeah.
We got to keep it real.
That's all we do is keep it real. We're from the streets.
It has been most entertaining, and we're out of time.
What? No, yes. My spot's already over.
10 minutes.
Yes. Shut up, Jared.
So
you're next.
So thank you. We've been speaking with Clint Cairo,
Root Notes,
the drummer.
I love you.
For Night Screamer. Love you, too.
Do I have to shut up now, or am I just giving the mic to
you're
somebody
done.
Else? Okay. Fine.
Now, Jared, you are the guitarist.
Correct.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
17 years. Started when I was young. I started off actually playing piano when I was 5 years old.
Do you still play the piano?
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's really my passion is music, and it's kind of chasing it, and it's giving me a chance to do that.
Jared, Kristen, and Clint will all be here.
Thank you very much.
Kristen Niemela.
Why don't you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being alone. Can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there's one thing you should know. I don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay?
would say I've been singing as long as since I was a little girl at church, yeah.
What kind of advice would you give to young kids?
I would tell them to let it out. Singing for me is, it's like a release. It takes me to a whole nother place. Mm-hmm. It always has, it's like a stress relief. Just be confident with yourself and just follow what you love to do, you know? Never give up on yourself, mainly.
If you would be so kind as to share some of your gift musically,
okay.
I would really, really appreciate it. All right, Kristen Nimla, nobody's looking.
Okay.
Well, they are, but
they are.
We're in the radio.
We'll
so
pretend nobody's looking at me because that helps.
We're looking at them. We can see you.
Tell me I reached out for something new. That means you too. Say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. Well, I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain.